Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that the blessing of the Lord comes upon you as you listen. Here's today's message in progress.
Father, I just thank you for your chosen ones. Lord, I bless these people in here tonight, and I thank you for what you're doing in every heart. I thank you that you don't measure us according to our deeds or works, that you find us totally acceptable in your beloved, and I thank you for that. And I pray as we worship tonight that we encounter you face to face, that we're turned upside down and inside out, and that the revelation of your love just flows through us in such a way that it washes out the debris and the lies and the deception. Lord, we stand boldly in your presence tonight and say, have your way in our hearts. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I pray right now everyone comes to a understanding is cheap words, comes to a knowing of how great your love is for us. And it's a journey as we grow in God. We understand and recognize just how good he really is. Even if the circumstances don't look that way, he's really good. And you know, in the old days, I would draw on my past experiences of how he carried me through different difficulties or situations, and the love, it continues to grow. And my favorite way now is the Word of God. You know, I draw on what David said and Paul said, and when I dive in, I end up in this deep, rich love fest, and it's supernatural, and it's more real than my experiences in the natural. And I'm praying everyone gets a revelation of the goodness of God and how much he cares for about every one of us. And in the meantime, the enemy's going, not you, not you. Well, listen, we need to start taking authority over the voice of the enemy. Because if we don't, he's going to lead us to a path of destruction or despair. And you been there before? I have. I don't want to go back. John, could you grab that podium? Thanks. And so you know, I'm thankful for everything that Jesus has paid the price for, and I'm continuing to learn and mine the gold in the Word. And before I dive in, I just, you know, thanks everyone that prayed for us while we were gone. You know, we love people that pray. We love the coverage, and you know, it just was a supernatural opening and expanse in Colorado. Many people got freed. Many people grew deeper in relationship. Lots of healings, physical healings. We do a testimony. We try to do testimonies at the end of each conference and retreat because we're in it, you know, and we're, you know, just being led by the Spirit and trying not to add or subtract and meanwhile deflecting the little fiery darts of the enemy. And when people get up and testify, it's like, wow, God, you did that. Wow, God, you did that. Wow. You know, and it's not us, it's God. And I just loved, you know, a lot of you were at the retreat. I just loved how the family, you know, just held each other up and ministered went by the Spirit and just helped people walk and grow and stretch in the Lord. And you know, it's just wonderful. And so I, you know, I'd like to give an opportunity if anybody was at the retreat and wants to testify, you can share. You know, if you want to get up and say something, that's great. Just raise your hand and we'll do that, and then we'll continue to go on. Is there anybody who wants to testify? No? Okay. I'm kidding. I know there is, so who's going to, you know, you got to be the first one so the second one doesn't feel so scared. Come on, Kim, will you help us? Kim, we love you. We were, come on up here. We were in Grand Junction, and Kim was not at the last conference, and we were like driving with Janet, and Janet's like, I wish Kim was here because I heard a question in the Spirit and she wasn't there. And I didn't know if I was supposed to do it. And I'm like, that is a gifting that Kim has. And I want to someday pick your brain on that gifting because It's unique. It's so unique and necessary. But anyway, Kim, go ahead.
I just want to share that I had a dream right before the retreat, and it took me back to when I was 16, and it might have been the most painful moment of my life. And then I think the night before the retreat, I couldn't sleep, but I was excited like a little kid before Christmas. And I didn't care that I couldn't sleep. God multiplies rest, you know, and I woke up and went and got to Colorado, and I was all excited, and the Lord said, I want you to sit up front right across from Holly. And I said, okay, sure. So I, you know, wherever he tells me to sit, I don't care. But the minute I sat down and the presence was in the room, I was in pain. And I used to be a runner, right? The runner in aisle 5 that would sit at the back corner so I could leave. And everything in me wanted to run, but I couldn't stop crying. And I knew if I get up, the projector and Holly were there. And if I went this way, like, too many people were going to see me. And I was like, I'm trapped here, and I'm angry, and I'm sad, and I can't believe I'm up here. And it just got worse as the night went on. And then I went to sleep, and I got up in the morning, and right before the retreat, I had listened to Psalm 139, you know, where he talks about he formed you in your mother's womb, and wherever you go, God's there. You can't get away from him. You can run all you want, but you can't hide. And so here I am in my bed the next morning. I've got someone 5 feet from me, and I can't stop crying. And I thought, where can I go? I literally was thinking like that psalm, like, if I stay in my bed, they'll check on me. If I hide in the corner of the room with a blanket over my head, someone's going to come check on me. I don't want that. So I'll just dress in black and I'll sit in the back. And I got in the shower, and God's grace was enough. And I made it through the day. It was fine. I got focused off myself. That's a key. And I was trying to, you know, just, Lord, what can I do to serve you? Well, anyway, Holly was at the keyboard that night, and she was doing her immersion at the keyboard, prophetic, you know, flow. And I'm in the back, and she said, Kim, you know, Jesus, you're in surgery, and Jesus says, I have it. Now, here's the cool part. I don't know what it is. I don't need to know, but he had it. And then he told me, he said, it was a deep death wish that had been inside of you since the womb, since he formed me in my mother's womb. And so I'd gotten free over the years on many levels of suicide spirit, lots of things. But everything I tried to do, it was failure and death, failure and death. And he pulled that out in Colorado. So praise God.
Amen. Amen. That is awesome. And a little side note to the story, yes, the beds were 5 feet apart from each other, and there was not a lot of privacy. But I did hear that her roommate quietly prayed. Just quietly prayed. You know, it was a God setup for such a time as that. And so I just think that's awesome. Thank you, Kim. Anybody else want to testify? You're grinning from ear to ear.
I was the first one up out there.
Yeah. Anybody else? Tough crowd in here tonight. All right, we're done. Okay. People are trying not to make eye contact with me now. Okay, what was done on a mountain stays on the mountain. So I was praying about tonight, and I didn't get anything. And so, because I knew I was supposed to minister tonight, and I'm like, okay. And God told me, he said, I forget the phrase he gave me about authority, you know, whose report are you going to believe? And I said, oh, that's what I'm preaching on. Yay. Well, I tried to rest in him and get a something. I tried to look scriptures up, and my lightning fast mind went, huh, nothing's coming together. Okay, so we'll just show up, and you know, and I love that. I almost wish he wouldn't have told me what he was wanting to talk about, because I was trying to figure it out, you know. And so it's best if I don't know and just lean not on my own understanding and just acknowledge him and let him have his way. And so as I was worshiping, I love worshiping him corporately. I love personal worship, but I love corporate worship because a couple things happen. There's something that happens in the spirit where you get caught up in his presence as one, but with a group. It's almost like, it's hard to give it English words, but it's almost like there's a shoring up that takes place. And I love to watch it in the spirit because I watch people come in and some are happy as can be and so grateful to be here, and others are, man, I just came here and, you know, I can barely breathe. I need God. And I love how as we worship, it releases worship to the King in the room, and there's an atmosphere shift that takes place. Whether you feel it or not, doesn't matter. It happens. It's supernatural. And what happens is we come as one before the Father in a group setting, and we carry each other in, and things just get released or healed or delivered. And I love that about God. And so, yay, you made it through the door, those of you that are struggling. God sees you, he sees the pain you're in, but he also wants to remind you that he has the victory, and it's not in your self-reflection of how bad things are at this moment, but it's in releasing the joy, even though you don't feel it. There is a connection in your spirit with the spirit man inside of you to the King of Kings, and there is an overflow of worship in your heart, but the choice is yours to continue to, well, they said this about me, or my toe is still hurting. It's a constant battle. It's like fiery darts. And so, you know, I'm back there worshiping, and I'm looking at these two little mighty worshipers back there, and I'm thinking, isn't God awesome? You know, isn't he so cool? And I just love, you know, because they don't even have the ability at this age to realize, you know, there's problems in the earth. They don't know that. And so they're in, you know, one's kind of doing this, the other one's doing this, and they feel the atmosphere of heaven, you know, and so they're connected in the spirit regardless of their age. And so are you connected in the spirit regardless of your age, and so, or your trials or situations. And so there's always a battle for people to come to a service, and you know, it's the battle of the flesh. You know, I'd rather stay home, it's cold, it's hot. You know, I don't feel good. I don't want to talk to people. I do want to talk to people. Nobody hears me. Everybody hears me. Whatever it is. But I want to tell you, there's a King who cares deeply for you enough to sow his life into the ground to bring forth resurrection power that you get to walk in. But we have to learn how that all works. And so to learn how this all works, we have to study his word and listen to Holy Spirit and do what he says to do when he says to do it. And sometimes we're like, well, I heard that, but I'm going to do it later. Or I that can't be you. You know, we are all experts in God because we're connected to God. But it's a matter of letting go of our thinking in the natural and the situations that try to take us out from being supernatural beings on earth. And as I was praying, you know, I was around a lot of people in the last 3 weeks, which is, it's energizing and draining all at the same time, depending on where you're at in God. So it's an exercise that takes place, you know. And it, you know, so I was watching, though, because, you know, the more people you're around, you get to see see things strategically, and I hear what people's testimonies are or where they're going with, and I noticed a common theme of the season that we're in right now. And I'm going to talk a little bit about it, and then I'm going to give you some keys to overcome, and then we'll see what happens. And so I feel like the title of this message should be called Be Careful of the Package You Open. And be careful of the package you open. And I say that because I'm around a lot of solid citizens in the kingdom. Now, the enemy is shrewd, and he's looking for inroads to deliver the mail that does not belong to you. And it could be a doctor's report. It could be something that comes in the mail. It could be a letter that someone hands you. It could be words that are spoken and designed in a way to go into your soul to cause soul damage. And so as I was listening to people talk in the last couple of weeks and seeing some of the hits that people were going through and some of the attempted hits, packages delivered but returned to sender because they're not opening them, so to speak, I noticed, and I don't know why, but that's just the way I see things, is I noticed there's great joy and victory in the Word of God. And there's sorrow and pain attached to the world, the natural world. You know, there's some joy, but it's temporary. And so I'm just going to do like a little prophetic thing because I'm kind of picking it up. I'm reading mail right now, and I feel like God's got some keys to help you return to sender or to help you receive life from his word. But again, the choice is always yours. And so I'm just going to close my eyes and just see. I'm seeing stuff. I'm just going to release what I'm seeing. And then if it's for you, you know, recognize the damaged goods that the enemy wants to send you. And if you need to see like a picture, imagine a box of fruit that was decayed and corrupt and full of bugs and junk, and the enemy wants to give you that, okay? Now, the enemy is cruel, and he likes to get people to react when the package is attempted to get delivered, you know? And here's the thing. The system is in the natural, and it's supernatural, but the system in the natural, think about the FedEx guy. When you're going to get a certified letter, everybody thinks, not the certified letter, you know? And he'll make an attempt a couple times to deliver that package. And so think of the enemy the same way. And so I'm just going to, because the bottom line is the enemy's trying to steal your inheritance, steal your identity, and steal your faith in God. And so I'm just going to close my eyes. Father, I just thank you for what you're doing in here. I see some people that are hurting, and I see some people that have walked in victory and are continuing to walk in the victory. And right now, I see like a dullness or a fear on some believers in here and worry. I break worry and fear off you right now in the name of Jesus. I pour the blood of Jesus over your mind, your body, your soul, your soil, and I bless what God has given you. I bless you because God has given you his recreation in you. I bless that, and I call that to come alive right now in Jesus' name. I break intimidation and fear off of people in here. Fear of the unknown, intimidation from bullying, harassment. I break all that off you. I command it to loose right now and never return. And I position you into the Word of God. I position you into the truth of God. I position you into the promises of God right now in Jesus' name. I see a couple letters that are sitting on a table and they look like bad news. And right now, I just say return to sender, address unknown. You know, and as I'm saying that, I actually got a picture sent to me today of a letter that came from, and I didn't even think about it until just now, that came from like air transport, medical, something, 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 and it had my legal name on it. And it came to my son's house. And whenever there's something important, he'll send me a picture and I'll say, you know, it's junk mail or open it or I'll pick it up. And when that came, I had no fear at all about that package. Now, in the natural, it looked like it was possibly a bill due. And I'm thinking, I don't remember taking an airplane somewhere and getting medical treatment anywhere. But then I thought for a second, identity theft. And then I thought, return to sender, address unknown. And so I just said, son, open it up. He said, oh, it's a security breach, blah, blah, blah. See, the thing is there's security breaches everywhere. But I know my foundation is in Christ Jesus. And I know he's my protector. And we speak over See, we have authority to speak over our identity and protection of our identity. Everything is hidden in Christ Jesus. And we need to start using our voice to start controlling or not like harvesting the blessings of God. And so, you know, for someone who would have received that letter, they could have spun for 3 days, decided not to open it, but they would have lost 3 days of rest in God. See, we have to come to the place in God where we are assured that He is God and He has best for us, His best for us. And, you know, there is that scripture, speak to the mountain and command it to go in the sea and it shall obey you. And so, you know, that could have been a mountain experience for somebody. And I'm not going to look at you, but I see a couple people in here who are facing mountains with legal action and collections. And there's more than one of you in here. There's three people in here. And here's what God says to you. Don't look at that stuff. Don't worry about that stuff. Tuck in me and I will show you the way out, because you're looking in the natural from a natural perspective, and there is no victory in the natural. See, you were created to rule and reign on earth as it is in heaven. We need to come up higher and get God's perspective, what His word says about it, and then we stand in faith and release faith words and watch that big giant cruise ship slowly start to turn into right order in God. And there may be some things that you did that were stupid, and maybe you went on a shopping spree and ran up all these bills, and maybe, you know, you lost your job or whatever. Who's your provider? God. He's your source, and you get to steward the blessings that He gives you. And so if you're under financial strain, come out from underneath that. That's the world earth curse system. I came out from underneath that. I know the chains and the bondage and the hardness that comes with that and the worry. He has provided every good thing. So what you think is good, He's got so much better. And so I'm going to just shift a little. There's another person, four people in here that you're struggling with kids. They're adult children, and you've done your best, but there's this inroad. They keep trying and trying to push the boundaries, and every once in a while, they break the fence line down, and they step in, and they cause great harm to your soul. And it causes you to spin and question whether or not is this true. But the questions are sent from the enemy, and you're actually accusing God. And that's wrong order, and that's backwards. You're actually bowing your knee to the demon that is speaking that stuff and causing delay in your spiritual development. And I'm actually seeing like a, I don't want to say it's a rocket, but it's like a propulsion in the spirit of advancement. And you're at this threshold in God where there's the next level, but this enemy keeps like nipping at your heels, keeps sending it back in, And trying to get you, did God say, did God say, did God say? Yes, God said, you're blessed. And so when it's adult children, a lot of dynamics are going on in the natural because there's been so much time. But I want to tell you something. God does not care about time like we care about time. God has a way, and He's got nuggets in the spirit that He wants to release and give you to chew on as supernatural bullets. Not to go back at the enemy, but to cause the propulsion in the spirit to walk you through where you're no longer affected by the little fox that keeps nipping at your shoe. And so that's a huge thing. It's a huge distraction. And I hear the Father saying that validity comes from Him, not from the children that you raised. And so there needs to be a disconnect, actually a cut of that tie in the spirit, because it's not a God tie, it's a demonic tie, and it needs to be cut. And so sometimes the inroad could be idolatry. I want to be a good parent. I want to, you know, I whatever. And so it's a lie, because truthfully, our eternal Father in heaven is our Father. And we're all fallen human beings who did the best we could. And you can stand and measure how good you did, but it will never measure up against what Jesus did for us. And so the measuring stick you're using is a false measuring stick. And so you're struggling, and there's mental health issues involved in this. And so what's happening is it's causing guilt. But I want to tell you something. All of us are going to bend our knee and face Jesus Christ. And you're not going to have your adult child next to you when you do that. We all have the choice. And God is, in this hour, he is wanting all of us. He's shaking the churches. He's shaking the homes. And it's not to cause problems. It's to reveal issues in our own hearts of wrong order. Because truly, we are to worship him with all our being. And if there's a threat of worry or a threat of hurt because words were spoken or a threat of manipulation, that's actually an inroad to the enemy. And usually it's because of pride or I almost said adultery, but it's not. It's pride or idolatry. And so we need to go to the Father and work that out with fear and trembling, because he's the only one that can heal and deliver us. You know, I can give you a word, but that's not going to bring you to the foot of cross or to the lap of Jesus, where you truly are, what is the deal here? And see, the problem is we have, our minds are so great in the natural, and we think, but none of that. That stuff needs to get squashed down to the ground when we crawl up into the Father's lap and say, what do you say about this? And he has plans to bring you out of captivity from the issues that are holding you captive. But if your mind reasons with logic, you'll stay bound and continue to cycle in that area in your life. Does that make sense? Okay. And so,
can I just ask?
Yeah.
So you said if your mind cycles with logic, you'll stay bound.
Yeah. 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 There's an act of faith. And it's, you know, it's in every area of our life. The first act is, you know, salvation, the good news. But that's the smallest act. From there, God's desire is family, and he's desiring us to trust him and grow in him without our reasoning or our knowledge. And our minds are great, but they're not great when it comes to God. He knows all, and he likes to dialogue with us. He doesn't want us to be duh, but he doesn't want us to have our opinions. And the reason is because if we have our opinions, we know more than he does. And that's not the case. And even if your opinion is good, it's not as brilliant as his. And so he has ways to walk us out of some of this cycling that's been going on. I'm not going to name the years, because then I'm just not going to name the years, but it's too long. It's too long. And so it seems as though, I hate to prophesy this, but it seems as though family against family in some cases. And because of that, it's the design of that is not to cause dissension in the family. It's designed to draw us to, Lord, what do you say about this? You know, we look at the church and we see some of the stuff that's going on, and God is opening. You know, Holly released the word at the end of the year in December about God sweeping the church with, you know, everything that's been going on and tolerated for too long. And one of the problems with that is if it doesn't get exposed, it becomes accepted. And then holiness is tainted and then justified. Our sins are justified, and we can never compare ourselves against anybody. And so, you know, we're watching the shaking. And during the shaking, when things are being exposed, I am hoping and praying that every one of us saying, Lord, if there's anything in my heart, expose it now, show me now. Help me now. Is there any area that I don't see that's a stumbling block? Please show me. Find a way to get me to see what you're saying. And on the other hand, the other camp is, well, that's not me. I'm glad they're exposing. Look at them. I knew they were false. Listen, we have to be careful where our heart is aligned. You know, and when you start following the rabbit trail of this minister said this and this one said this, it's just two opinions. God's testing our hearts to see where we're at. Are we in judgment, justification, or I don't care about any of it? You know, we should be praying for the broken and the lost and the sheep that are confused. And so as we continue on, we're going to see more and more, and we're seeing it in families. And God gave me a word, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and I was shocked when he gave it to me. And it was startling, and it, you know, there is such a, I'm right and you're wrong in this world, in the natural realm, that it is, it's penetrated into the family bones, and you're, we're going to see family splitting over stupid stuff. And well, I'm not even going to go there, but we already just experienced this a few years ago. You know, we had to be very careful what we said to family members as to not offend them and still love them. And that was just over a man-made crazy thing. You know what I'm saying? And so God is testing their hearts. He's always testing their hearts, but not to say, aha, you got a problem. It's, oh, bring this to me. Let's reason together. Let me heal you and deliver you and build you stronger in faith so you can stand against the real stuff that's coming. If we're so distracted with the small stuff, how are we ever going to grow our discernment? If we're low level, he said, she said, we need to be shrewd and recognize deception when it's knocking on our door. And I'm talking about the packages. The packages. Now, it can come as a person. It could come as a letter. It could come as words. We need to check in the Holy Spirit and say, do I open this? Do I not? Do I say something? Do I not? Do I pray? Do I not? And do no more than what he says. Because he has, he sees, he knows, and he has the plan for us. If we can stay in his will, it'll be okay. We can walk through the fire and not get burned. Look at the three guys, you know, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, or however you say their names. You know, they refused to bow down to the false god, and it cost them their life, so to speak. But who was in the fire with them? Jesus. Who didn't even smell like smoke when they came out? Now that's victory. And we have to start walking and growing in stature and not even being affected by these false, deceptive tricks of the enemy to keep us low level. We need to rise up and worship the King of Kings, because when we seek him, he will be found. When we put him first, he puts us first. There's the law of sowing and reaping. And so, and it's not just about finance. It's in every area. And so as I was back there worshiping, he said, read Psalm 34. And so I came up here and I just opened it and I'm like, ooh, that's a good one, Lord. And so I'm going to read you Psalm 34 out of the Passion Translation. And it's titled, God's Goodness. A song of King David composed after his escape from the king when he pretended to be insane. Now I wonder, who told him to pretend to be insane? I'm just saying. Lord, I'm bursting with joy over what you've done for me. My lips are full of perpetual praise. I'm boasting of you and all your works. So let all who are discouraged take heart. Join me, everyone. Let's praise the Lord together. Let's make him famous. Let's make his name glorious to all. Listen to my testimony. I cried to God in my distress, and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Gaze upon him, join your life with his, and joy will come. Your faces will glisten with glory. You'll never wear the shame face again. When I had nothing, desperate and defeated, I cried out to the Lord, and he heard me. Bringing his miracle deliverance when I needed it most. The angel of Yahweh stooped down to listen as I prayed, encircling me, empowering me, and showing me how to escape. He will do this for everyone who fears God. Drink deeply of the pleasures of this God. Experience for yourself the joyous mercies he gives to all who turn to hide themselves in him. Worship in awe and wonder, all you who've been made holy. For all who fear him will feast with plenty. Even the strong and the wealthy grow weak and hungry, But those who passionately pursue the Lord will never lack any good thing. Come, children of God, and listen to me. I'll share the lesson I've learned of fearing the Lord. Do you want to live a long, good life, enjoying the beauty that fills each day? Then never speak a lie or allow wicked words to come from your mouth. Keep turning your back on every sin and make peace your life motto. Practice being at peace with everyone. The Lord sees all we do. He watches over his friends day and night. His godly ones receive his answers they seek whenever they cry out to him. But the Lord has made up his mind to oppose evildoers and to wipe out even the memory of them from the face of the earth. Yet when holy lovers of God cry out to him with all their hearts, the Lord will hear them and come to rescue them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to all whose hearts are crushed by pain, and he is always ready to restore the repentant one. Even when bad things happen to the good and godly ones, the Lord will save them and not let them be defeated by what they face. God will be your bodyguard to protect you when trouble is near. Not one bone will be broken. Evil will cause the death of the wicked, for they hate and persecute the devoted lovers of God. Make no mistake about it, God will hold them guilty and punish them. They will pay the penalty, but the Lord has paid for the freedom of his servants, and he will freely pardon those who love him. He will declare them free and innocent when they turn to hide themselves in him. That is a key for some of you in here tonight. That's actually a roadmap. And for those that don't understand, worship him. Turn to him, worship him. Focus on him, and he will straighten out your path. He will fight your battles. He will send help because he cares so deeply about you because you are his beloved. And some of you are in sin and active and stuck, and you go forward in God, you backslide, you try, here I am again, I'm messed up again. God sees your heart, not your actions. He sees your heart. And if your heart is repentive and truly trying to overcome the obstacles of your flesh, he will even deliver you of those obstacles. I have seen him do it over and over and over. And so I really feel like we're in a day where there's the distractions and craziness that's going on, but come up above the craziness and rest in the King of Kings and listen to what he says, speak and release it into the earth and watch how things shift. Because this is the pawn area. This is the supernatural area. This is the area where you have authority to rule and reign. Down here, you're effective, but only for a little bit, you know, and God's really calling us higher. And I my challenge to you is to discern the distractions and ask the Lord to help you overcome the distractions and increase discernment. Amen?
So I'm just going to share a word I saw. It was actually at the very beginning, and it's a little odd. And I think it may be for more than one person, but I saw this like in the olden days when someone would feel like they were going to move west. And I saw the wagon train and the rickety, uncomfortable wagon. If you've ever ridden in one of those things, it's wretchedly uncomfortable. And I saw like the wheel come off, and I saw someone go, I don't want to do this. I want to go back home. Take me to the nearest train. I'm going back east. And then I saw they went on further, and here, you know, dun, 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 dun. Here comes the, you know, the attack, and like, could you just take me to the train? I want to go back home. And I saw like a couple, you know, they get out in the desert, and there's not enough water, and a couple of oxen die, you know, and they, I just want to take me to the train, hubby. I want to go home. And this is, I'm like, Lord, what are you showing me? And he said that this, what happens is God calls you to do something. And you think you're just going to stand up and do it right now, and that's exciting and fun. But what happens is sometimes there is a journey that has a purpose. The journey has a purpose. And it is very easy to want to quit, get out, let me out of this. I changed my mind. You know, I want to go back home. I don't need this. If I'm embarrassed to tell you, but in my journey, I can't count the number of times where I thought, I don't need this. I don't need any of this. I don't need this. But I also knew from the, I was blessed in that at the very beginning of my journey, God told me that I would have to die to myself. See, he says that in the word already, but we tend to think it's all just going to be glorious, and it is, but there's a journey. And if we quit, every time it gets hard, we will never get to the fruition of our calling. And Satan knows from the minute, I don't know how he knows before we do, but I can tell you for a fact, he knows before we do quite often if we're called to something. And I'll just give you one example. Edgar did not get saved till he was in his 50s, but from the time he was born, he has documented in his book 11 times the devil tried to kill him. Now, that's a little more than normal, right? Because somehow the enemy knew. I don't know how, but he knew. So why would he try to take you out or discourage you or get you to quit, get you to disqualify yourself, get you to want to commit suicide, get you to say, I don't need this, it's too hard, fall away, right? I'm just going to go back where it's easier, because he knows a little bit about who you are. And see, God gave me a scripture to get me through it, and the scripture is this, that God knows the end from the beginning. And he sees it. He wouldn't have started you on this journey if he didn't already see you in victory at the end. Satan doesn't have the ability to knock you out of it, so all he can do is try to get you to knock yourself out. Okay? He cannot disqualify you, so he's going to try to get you to disqualify yourself. And so that's why the wheel falls off, the oxen die, the battle comes. But what really is going on here? We are being prepared to carry the presence. We are being prepared for whatever our calling is. And each of us are different. And so having gone on a long, 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 long journey of many, actually a number of decades it took me. And when God finally, when I finally got to the place where I saw some fruition, and I'm not going to say I'm not done. You know, I'm not going to say I'm done with my journey because I'm not. I'm not going to say I have it all because I don't, but I will say this. When you get to stand in the place that you saw from the beginning, A, it's a blast. B, you'll find that there's nothing that makes you more fulfilled and happy and satisfied. Amen. Because it's what you were born to do. You become the container of the very thing you were destined to house. So I want to say to you, while you're in the journey and while it's not fun and while you're frustrated and you want to quit, and I don't know who this is for, probably more than one, you want to just check out, get me to the train, I'm going back home, I'm done with this, I don't need this, right? While you're doing that, I feel like God wants you to know you're not just doing this because, you know, God's mean or life isn't worth it. You're doing this with a purpose in mind. God is preparing something in you. And a lot of times when you're in the desert, you don't know that. You don't know what he's doing. And later you look back and you go, wow, I'm really glad he did that because I was a mess. I didn't know I had that problem. I didn't know I had that problem. I didn't know I had that problem. But he's working it out of us because he has a greater glory for us. And each of us are different. But I want to encourage you that God has seen the end from the beginning, and he didn't put you in the path. He didn't put you on the journey until he already knew that your victory is already won. If you could be raised up out of time for a minute, if you don't wimp out, quit, cry, or fall away, or do all that stuff we're tempted to do, and we all are, right? Sometimes we've all been there. But if you won't let the devil, he can't disqualify you if you won't disqualify yourself. You won't quit. You will win. And if you could be taken up out of time and see the victory that he has for you, you would say, I can walk in that joy now. I can walk in the joy of the victory that I'm going to have. Amen? Hope that makes sense. Okay, go ahead.
Isn't God great? Yeah. Lord, we give you glory, praise, and honor. Father, I thank you for the people, your chosen ones. I thank you all over the earth. I thank you for your bride. I thank you for what you're doing in this earth, because we are victorious in you. And I bless these people in this room tonight.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. You can download more messages at our store from spiritofgodworldwide.com.